WQTY39-3.
This is WSIV 944 calling WSIU 709. You out there? WSIV 944 calling WSIU 709. You out there? WSIV 944, no copy on WSIU 709. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Roger, Wade, you got a copy. Roger, Wade, take break. He's slightly awake. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
WSHF 567, good morning.
Morning, right back to you, Sammy. What's happening?
Listening to this flight on this other thing, you know.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Listening to this fight on this other band.
Yeah, I know I'm listening to it.
I got one heck of a score yesterday. I went into the pawn shop and there was a Craftsman digital torque wrench. Does newton meters, foot pounds, and inch pounds. 3-inch drive, price was right, it's $200 torque wrench, I got it for $100, I couldn't pass it up.
Oh yeah, where'd you get it at?
Motor City pawn shop down the street, thing looks brand new man, looks like it's hardly ever been touched.
Yeah, roger that, if I was still in the business, I'd get me one of those too. I got the click type, at least I own a torque wrench, you know, but I got the click type, old school, but I like that. I see videos where they're using them digital ones. I like that even better.
Be nice, I can't wait for my next engine rebuild so I can actually use it, Pat.
Yeah, well, when you do stuff like you do, and like I used to do, torque wrench is a must if you know, if you want to do a nice job and you're the kind of person who does a nice job, make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. A torque wrench is a must.
Yeah, I own a half-inch drive torque wrenches, right? But I don't own a 3/8 torque wrench at all, and you know, this was just sitting there waiting for me to grab. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Roger, did you test it out?
Turned it on and put a socket in a vise, you know, and turned it down, you know, checked it out a little bit. Yeah, I checked it out a little bit, played with it a little.
Yeah, Raj. Yeah, I remember when I used to put them engines together and stuff, I used to like blasting my stereo in the shop there, and I used to have to turn it down when I had to use the park wrench. I had to turn the music all the way down because or else I wouldn't hear the clicks.
Right. Well, you know, now, I don't know. They just make things easier. Instead of, you know, three torque wrenches, you know, because I got one for Newton meters. Now I just got one torque wrench that does it all. Perfect.
Oh, good for you, man. That was a pretty good deal. I wouldn't have passed it up either. What's the word on the tubes?
October. They'll be delivered October. Sometime in October. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, all right. And what I meant to tell you last time I talked to you about that, I just tell you this in case you didn't know. If you get tubes, you got to make sure they're matched. They're matched tubes. You get a set of tubes and two of them come up 90% and the other two come up like 70%. Then the ones doing the ones at 90% are going to do most of the work. You always have to. It's always good to have a match set. what the hell is this? I ain't woke up yet. I'm trying to think of the term for tube conduction. But you know, I'm just saying. I know you got four of them coming. They're supposed to be new old stock. So that's what you say. So you'd be all right. But whenever you put tubes, whenever you buy used tubes or you know, anything like that, you got to make sure they're matched. You put a good tube in there in one socket and put a half-fed tube in the other socket, the good tube's going to do all the most of the work, and, you know, things don't work that way. They're very good when that happens.
Yeah, right, Joe. That's why I didn't want to buy used tubes. I found a set of new tubes, and I'm hoping they get here in one piece, you know, because they're coming from you know, a different country, but you never know. I might not even get them with everything that's going on with the tariffs and stuff.
Hey, Raj, did you already pay for them?
Yep, they've all been paid for the other day, yep.
All right, no sweat. They'll show up. Whatever October. Where we at? September here? Yeah. Holy cow, October, eh?
Right, it looks like I gotta be patient.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's what it takes, man. Them tubes ain't... It ain't like you can go on Facebook Marketplace or just, you know, go to Bell's Electronics or something and get them, you know. Tubes are getting scarce. Do you know what country?
A.
Hey.
Umbrella Adam, UA.
Yeah, there's one. You got me stumped there, too. UA. No, it's not UK. I don't think it's United Arab Emirates. Oh, who the hell knows? But that's all right, man. Yeah, as long as they show up and they show up, intact, man, you're good to go. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Well, I'm not. I'll start worrying in October.
You're sitting there with that foot tapping on the floor, man. It's October. It's October. Where the hell are my tubes at?
I picked up an air drill, too. Ingersoll Rand. Ram, air drill, keyless, works nice. I got that for $35, I wasn't going to pass it up.
Oh no, if you have a compressor that can handle it, I'm pretty sure you do, excuse me. Yeah, $35, man, especially Ingersoll Rand, that's up there in the top of the line gear.
Yep, yep. Yeah, my air compressor don't have me waiting for air, that's for sure. Runs the tire machine, runs the lift table, you know, and runs all my air tools perfectly, so I got no complaints. I'm doing all right.
Yeah, that stuff makes life easier, I know that. I had that stuff before. I didn't have Ingersoll Rand stuff. I had Makita stuff and everything. But, yeah, it makes life easier.
A lot of projects where I had to drill drill through stuff. And, you know, you use a battery-powered driller, your battery goes dead. And, you know, then you're stuck waiting. There, you don't have to wait.
Yeah, Roger that. Good morning, Mike. I heard you in there. All right, man. Well, Mike's out there. I'm going to go ahead, sip my coffee, wake myself up here a little bit. You and Mike can have at it. So we'll talk to you in a few there. WSOZ793, and I'm listening.
Talking to you, 793. Good morning time to you, and I hope you have a good day. Hey, good morning, Mike. WSHF 567.
Yeah, morning time. What are we guys talking about? The Vilvis, Ingersoll Rand, Champion, SMC?
Talking about my score last night.
I heard you guys talking about air compressors, and that's why I was just throwing those names out there.
I walked into the pawn shop yesterday, and there was a torque wrench sitting there, Craftsman. Looked brand new, man. Looks brand new. And 3/8 drive, digital torque wrench. Ha! I'm like, I gotta grab this. So I grabbed that, and I grabbed the air drill last night for $35, but the impact is $200. I mean, the torque wrench is a $200 torque wrench, and I got it for $100. So I did all right. I got the air drill for $35. I thought that was a good price. So yeah, I found me some good tools last night. Score.
Yeah, I find that stuff, you know, not the torque wrench, but like air tools all the time. You know, find them in the trash. People throw them out. Heck, the one time I was at Harbor Freight, and going through the dumpster with Ron, and we found all kinds of stuff, man. Just all kinds, I mean, brand new stuff that was returned in the dumpster at Harbor Freight. It's all, a lot of it was air tools.
10-4, it's crazy what people throw away.
I have a quick comment.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Yeah, just figure. So the first thing I heard this morning on the other band, I know I'm not supposed to bring up the other band, is someone's been blacklisted. And I wonder who that could be.
Anyway, getting back on the subject of air compressors. Yeah. I remember one time I found this one air compressor, and I bring it home, and I'm like, man, it's not pumping up air. I'm like, but I know it can work. So I took it apart, and I come to find out the reed valves was busted, so it wasn't allowing it to pump up and put air in the tank. Fixed it, and it's worked ever since. One of those pancake compressors. And then I had a neighbor of mine. He says, I tore this thing apart. It was a Ingersoll Rand. tore it apart, put it all back together, and still couldn't figure out why it was starving for power. Well, I figured it out, you know, I'm like, if my intuition is right, and I plug this thing into the extension cord, it's going to be like what he described, not getting enough power. Well, there's the problem, you know, he was using an extension cord that, you know, couldn't handle, you know, all that amperage that it was requiring. So I plugged it in directly to the wall, and boom, it fired right up.
Sometimes a simple problem is just that, a simple problem. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
I was going to tell you guys, my first crosser basic was my real little brother. I think it was a Dayton. Someone's a big one. Guy gave it to me. And it had the same problem, the reed valve. With broken reeds, and then I got reed for it. But I got it, you know, and I didn't have a motor. So I mounted and I stuck a 5-horse bridge and Stratton on it for the time being. I'd run the engine till the air got up, and then I'd shut the engine off. And then eventually in time I got a hold of a 3-horse electric motor. And that was my air compressor for many years.
Yeah. Well, my dad one time, well, he still has it, but he got this Champion from a guy at work. The thing still works flawlessly. It's got like a 60 or 80-gallon tank, and it came out of an old service station. And the guy says to my dad, you know, his coworker, you know, says to my dad, you know, you can have this thing. I'm going to buy a new one, okay? He's like, so if you can get it running, it's yours. And, you know, the thing works flawlessly. It's, you know, it's an old, you could still get parts for it. The only thing that was wrong with it was the pressure relief valve switch had a spider web in it. And that's what was causing it not to turn on. And that was it. I mean, the thing's like bulletproof.
To believe something so small can stop a big piece of equipment like that, you know, but it happened.
Sometimes it's a simple thing. WSHM 738, good morning.
Good morning out there, Paul.
Paul. Good morning, good morning. Let the jamming begin.
Yeah, it was that Lenny guy again, Leonard Kobolinski, was doing that this morning. Anyway, they'll find them, you know, or they'll bust them.
Well, I hope they do, and when I hope they knock on the door, I hope they take all the CB equipment, too.
Oh, well. You know, jealousy has ruined many of men through time, I guess.
There's not one person on this earth I'm jealous of. I'm happy and content.
Okay, it must be a full moon because people are driving crazy already.
Like I was saying that, yeah, that weed whacker was, it was toast. Beyond toast.
Tell it to the judge.
At least you got some parts.
Hey, tell it to the judge.
Yeah, I got some parts off of it. You know, I could use them for another one, you know, that comes down the line. Just put them in a coffee can.
Yep, I get it. To change that announcement, say, good morning, tell it to the judge. Is everybody on a coffee break this morning? Are we leaving it to the jammers?
No. Anyway, you almost on your way to work?
Almost on my way to work. No, I am on my way to work.
Yeah, I don't start till 8 o'clock today, so, yep, anyway.
Hey, tell to the judge. That's my new line, man. I'm going to start using that from now on. Tell it to the judge.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I'm just watching this, thing about that woman that got stabbed on the train. I guess now it's, the feds picked it up, so it's a federal case now.
Yeah, that's where Trump needs to step in and have a public hanging for that guy. That's what they ought to do with him. Stabs an unsuspecting girl sitting on a bus or a train or wherever the hell it was. Criminal. A felon.
It's very sad and unfortunate that some sicko did that. And of course, you know, with the laxed crime laws in that state, it allowed him to, you know, get out on with no cash bail. So, and that's stupid. Hollywood let something like that happen.
You know my opinion. Lock up all them felons.
That guy should get a death sentence. That's what we should have here, a death penalty. You want to kill somebody? You get killed. You want to hurt a child? You get killed. You want to rape and hurt a senior citizen? You get the death penalty. Hey, people will stop doing what they're doing if we just kill them.
Well, it's scumbags like that that they need to bring back public hangings, to be honest with you. Why put them in jail and then pay for food and a roof over their head for the rest of their lives? Death penalty over something that heinous? Death penalty. There's only one good felon, and that'd be a dead felon.
I don't know about all that. Some people get felons, you know, just because, you know, life ain't like it used to be for us, right? So they're giving out felons like Pez dispenser candies. All I'm saying is if, you know, you go into a school and you shoot up a school, you know, with a bunch of kids in it, it should be an automatic death sentence for the shooter. You know, there shouldn't be court. There shouldn't be jail. Put them down on the spot.
That is true. Mike, you lost purely on audio level. Go ahead.
I said it's like, you know, that guy reminds me of that guy in that movie, 10 to Midnight.
Yeah, I remember that movie with Charles Bronson, right? That was based on a real guy, I forget his name, out of Chicago. Weird dude. Richard Speck.
Right, he was another one, you know, all claim he was insane. He'd get off. And, yeah, there shouldn't be anything like that. I mean, like Sam said, you know, should be like that movie Judge Dredd. You know, just have a judge, jury, and executioner, and have it all just lined up and ready to go.
WSHM 738. So, you mentioned 10 to Midnight or whatever the name of that movie was. You know, I don't know. A lot of people don't know that was based on that Richard Speck guy, where he broke into a hospital and raped a bunch of, like, nurses or something in there, 7 of them. He probably killed a bunch of them, too, I think.
I do believe so. But, yeah. Crazy, crazy.
I think this happened in the 60s or something, but the reason I know about that guy is because I think in the 90s, people were outraged because he somehow got a video out of him in jail, and he had some kind of operation, you know, for the upper chest thing, you know. People were outraged, like, if he's been incarcerated, how does he pay for that? To get those, right, number one. And then he was doing cocaine on video in the jail cell, or the prison cell, right? And so people were just outraged. So that's when it come to light for me in the 90s, you know. So, you know, crazy, crazy people.
I just remembered from Investigation Discovery, they had a story on him.
Just another lowest common denominator of life there, Mike. That's what it is.
Sam? I really believe America would be great again, or great period, if we did have a death sentence. I mean, people would really think about what they're doing. I mean, am I going to go shoot up a school today, or am I going to get put down? That's your only option. Am I going to get put down today? Or is it prison? I mean, if you go to prison, it's a vacation, right? So, they need to do away with the prison part of it for some of this. That's all I'm saying. Anyways, WSHF 567, I'm babbling.
Well, I mean, you know, you're never going to fix the mentally ill that way. Because that mechanism doesn't click in their brain. But for some of them, they may think twice about it. And if you can save a life, 2, 3, 5, 6, 10, 50, whatever, it's all worth it. So in a case of heinous crimes like this, death sentence.
I feel a lot harder if people were scared about what they think they might do, and they have serious consequences like death, you know, instead of prison. Maybe people would think twice about what they're doing. Maybe. Now we doubled.
People are definitely driving crazy here this morning.
This morning, it's every morning. No one wants to do the speed limit anymore. What's the speed limit?
Hey, you got this. This guy weaving in and out of traffic, cutting in between two people with barely enough space between them. It's like, idiots.
In a hurry,
yeah, it's like those
people on that much faster. I get it.
They lane split when they're not supposed to. They weave in and out of traffic, causing all kinds of, you know, issues.
Yeah, not to mention all the, he cut into my lane before he did all of that, so he got on my radar. You only hope to drive down the road a few miles and see him, like, roll over on the side of the freeway. I'd probably stop and laugh.
I've seen it in the wintertime, going up north. Guy was in such a hurry, and then, of course, you know, 5 miles down I-75, you look and it's like, he's jackknifed with his trailer.
I was coming home in Kentucky one time, and me and the wife had to do a double take. We were turning down our street, and we had to do a double take, man.
I thought I seen what I seen. I backed up, man, and I seen what I saw. There was a car upside, a pickup truck, upside down, stuck between two trees, and a lady just crashed there. We didn't see the crash, but she was upside down in the car, pinned between two trees. It was funny.
Crazy stuff.
What happens when you drink and drive?
Hey guys, I'm here, so I'll catch you later. Just running a couple of minutes late this morning, so we'll see you later. Have a good day from WSHM 738. And remember, if your sister asks you to clean your bedroom, then by golly, do it. Get off that radio and do it. WSHM 738.
Good day, Paul.
Yeah, we'll catch you later.
Mike, I ordered brand new tubes for that box. Brand new, not used. $135 with the delivery charge, but they're not going to be here till October.
Where are they coming from?
UA, whoever UA is.
No, UA. I don't know.
My wife looked it up last night, she told me, but I forgot. You know, I remember years ago, like in the 80s, man, there was a TV shop on every corner. You know, a TV shop is hard to find nowadays. And good luck finding one that has tubes. Ha, ha, ha.
That's like yesteryears, man. There used to be one by me when I was growing up. It's called Video Empire, and he specialized in, you know, TVs and VCRs. That was especially. And after a while, you know, he went from one building to the next, and then before you know it, you know, he went under.
There's not very many TV shops like there used to be, that's for sure.
Yeah, nobody really works on these TVs anymore. If they do, it's a rarity.
Oh yeah, but if you can find an old TV shop, you know, you never know what you're going to find on the shelf, right? I mean, older TV shops have tubes, you know, or they did. So that's what I was looking for. I was looking for a TV shop, you know, that had tubes, and I couldn't find one nowhere. I stopped at 8 places. I even stopped at the Guitar Center. They had tubes, but nothing I needed.
Yeah, no, they weren't going to have those. And, I mean, you got Starlight on 9 Mile and Harper, but, or is that 8.5? Oh, 9. But, you know, they probably don't have them either. You know, I don't know. But there is a trend right now, you know, people are buying up these old CRTs and using them for retro gaming. That's like the new fad.
I like the old retro games, like Centipede, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., you know, Millipedes, Pac-Man, you know, games like that.
I remember playing all of them, and I still have, yeah, a majority of those games still in the box with the instructions for the Atari 2600, like brand new in the box.
Yeah, boy, you might be sitting on a gold mine.
No, not really. That was a really common game console, the 2600. And it was even so popular that Sears bought it, you know, and rebranded it as the Sears Telegame. Now, that was the most common one. The rare one would be like the 7800 or the 5200 or the Atari Lynx, you know, handheld. It had the little, it looked just like a Sega Game Gear with a light-up screen, LCD screen, and it took cartridges. You know, those are rare, but the 2600, you know, that one was so popular that, you know, they made so many of them that even today's world, I mean, they'll fetch you some money, but not much.
Yeah, they did. Now, Nintendo games, some of them Nintendo games work quite a bit.
Yeah, it all depends on which ones you get. Like that Zelda for NES, the gold edition, that I guess that's worth a lot of money.
You know what sucks? We had four of them, man. Yep, we sure did. All that shit's long gone now, but we had a bunch of that stuff. I said poop on the radio. Sorry about that. We had a bunch of that stuff on when we were kids, and it all went bye-bye, but I'm sure some of that stuff is worth a lot of money these days if I still had it.
Man, that's like the one day I should have grabbed it, but I never did. Some guy had a Magnavox Odyssey, the original Odyssey from like the early 70s, brand new in the box for like $10. And then here, you know, years later, the thing's worth like, you know, I wouldn't say the millions, but like, you know, at least a couple grand, if not more, depending. I'm like, oh, man. And this was like almost 30 years ago. The guy had it brand new in the box at the flea market out there in Armada. I'm like, man, I should have bought it. Never did.
Those things that you only knew, right?
Yeah. Well, it's too late now. WRWB 49.
And I remember when I first got my 2600, and a bunch of cartridges. And all my friends, man, didn't want to do nothing but come over and play. What do you want to do today? Oh, let's go to your house and play the Atari. They used to come over every day, man. Hey, let's play the Atari. Let's play your Atari.
It was for my son and the kids in the neighborhood. We had Street Fighter II, the arcade game. Coin drop, you know, played three people. That was a cool game. I shouldn't have sold that. That one's worth a lot of money these days.
Yeah. Yep, I hear that. Yeah, I got a rare system now that was, you know, produced, you know, for a very short time, the Atari Jaguar, which was at the time, was a very good system. I mean, it was 64-bit. It was way ahead of its time, but the problem is they released it too early, and, you know, by the time Sony and Nintendo 64 came out, and Sega's 32X, they couldn't compete, and they pulled the plug.
I remember when Nintendo 64 came out. That was the cat's ass at the time.
It's come a long way, that's for sure.
Yeah, it certainly has. Now they got these systems out that are like, wow, the characters almost look lifelike. Like, man, things have changed since, you know, 8-bit or even 4-bit.
As for the TVs, the CRT, the Gamers' Choice is the Sony Trinitrons. That's the ones they go after is the Sony Trinitrons there.
I got a 70-inch TV on the wall. Don't know how I did it, but I walked into the store, Walmart, and it was on sale, man. I had to buy it.
Yeah, I hear you there. Yeah, the Sony Trinitron. I had one of those back in the day. Some neighbor I had, you know, was getting rid of it, and I said, yeah, I'll take it. No problem. Nothing wrong with the TV. It was, like, flawless. They just didn't want it because they wanted a different style of television. One that had, you know, more inputs on the back. Even though this Sony Trinitron had all the inputs you can think of, you know, S-Video, AV, composite, I mean, it was all there.
Yeah, Roger, they always came with all that. That's what was cool. Composite video, S-Video, you know, instead of just an antenna with the screws, or whatever the case may be, they had, a lot of them came with the different inputs. Not all of them came that way, but the majority of them did, and that's the one, any Sony Trinitron is a gamer's choice, any Sony, as long as it's a Trinitron. But you score better when you get one with all the inputs there, okay?
USHF 567, I'm going to take a standby. I'm on the video chair with the caveman. Talk to you guys in a little while. Have a good day. Back quiet.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'll catch you later, Sammy.
Yeah,
look at some Z790.
I don't know, man. You know, we had, growing up, too, a Zenith, you know, System 3, and I had a really nice picture.
Yeah, well, a good CRT television set up right can have just as nice of a picture as one of these flat screens. That's where the Sony came in. There was another one, too. I'm not thinking Zenith. It might have been a Zenith or something. But there's another TV that the gamers go after, too, besides the... But the Trinitron's the top. You know, if they can get a hold of a Trinitron, they're happy. So Trinitron's a good working Trinitron today, even. CRT and stuff can bring you a couple bucks.
Or you had the department store brand, like, you know, the SR 2001 or the Signature 2000 series, you know, from Montgomery Ward. But they were all just, you know, leading manufacturers televisions. They just put their name on it.
Yeah, that's how it works. I don't know. I can't remember the name of the other TV that's popular. There's only a couple that are popular with the gamers. TVs like the Trinitrons, they have better definition. Gaming-wise, they have better definition than flat screen. As long as you got a good tube and everything's aligned properly and the TV's working like it should, you get better resolution with the CRT than you do the big screen. We'll figure that one out. I'll be back in a minute.
Yep, I'll be standing by here. WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSFP 902 from WSOC 793. You up? That station transmitting, you're not making it through the repeater. What's going on out here? Where's everybody at?
Here I am.
Well, somebody alive up there. How about that? WSFT 902, you're around WSFT 793. No contact, station 902, WSFT 793, listen. WSIL 946. In the route. WSFZ 793. No contact, 946. Jesus. WSFZ 793. Morning to you. I didn't get the numbers. You come in a bit rough there, okay? Yeah, Roger. Well, it's rough, my friend. You're coming in really rough. Repeater noise is covering you up just about. I just figured I'd let you know that. I got part of the numbers, but I didn't get them all. Repeater is really noisy.
Roger. Better day.
No, actually, it's worse. It's worse. It's really, really covering you up now.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of noise on your end too, coming through. I don't know if, just been having a bad day.
Yeah, alright. Yeah, I'm on Detroit. And yeah, I'm figuring if it's noisy on here, and it's got to be noisy on my transmit too, so it's just one of them days, I guess. Yeah, I'm doing all right. I got out here yesterday, threw my numbers out a couple times, nobody answered, and said, the hell with it, and went about my business. Yeah, roger that. I'm always, well, not always, but pretty much monitored. My sleep has been all wacky, really wacky. Can't sleep, and then I sleep during the day, and then, I don't know what to do. Yeah, it's the same deal with me. Some nights, man, I can't go to sleep. Late, toss, turn. Take Tylenol, PMs, everything, and just don't go to sleep. And then I stay up all night, and then keep trying to lay down until I do fall asleep during the day, and then take it from there. Yeah, roger that. Yeah, we were talking to Keurig machine. I don't know. It was so bad. Yours wasn't working and it started working. Is it still good to go? Yeah, I ran some vinegar and water through it twice. And then I ran fresh water through it. The descaling light's off, so I must have did something there. So, it's working. It's making coffee. Yep, I do that. I think the thing was 130 bucks. That really, really hurts to spend that much on a coffee machine, you know. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just whatever it is. Just got to go with the flow. That's all I'm doing here is just going with the flow. I got some sleep last night, so I did all right, but... You know, usually I'd have my nooner today, but I don't know, I might not need it. Because usually at noon, not every day, but a lot of days, I'll lay down and take a nap for an hour. I call it my nooner. But it all depends there, okay? Yeah, sometimes I got to reset my clock. Just force myself to just sleep or lay there and... get myself out of bed at a decent hour and try to reset. It doesn't always work. Yeah, I don't need no clock, technically. If I fall asleep, I go to bed at night and I fall asleep. I wake up 4:30 every time. And when I wake up, there's no going back to sleep. I don't need the clock. Even though I got a clock next to the bed, I'll look over at it at 4:25. 4:29, it's like, all right, time for me to get up. Yeah, it's pretty noisy out here today. Pretty noisy, just getting that open shelf. That's all that's happening. Yeah, I don't have that yet, but I know the repeater's noisy, and I'm just too lazy to change over to Mount Clemens. I wouldn't do any better anyway. But, what the hell was I going to say? Hey, did you ever see that video back last week or something with that drug boat was going across the sea there or whatever and we blew it up? Yeah, I saw that for sure. Did you see the latest one?
No. Not today or yesterday, no.
That's pretty tasty. It's a video. Coast Guard man shooting the hell out of this boat with, I don't know what kind of rounds they were using, but they were flammable or something. And they were shooting the living hell out of it, and it was all on fire and everything. I think it sunk too. But I think they got the guys they managed to capture the dudes on the boat, and I don't know, 1,100 pounds of cocaine or something. I don't know how that worked out, but anyway, the video just shows them shooting the boat, and I mean, you know, many rounds, and each one that hit that boat was flaming up, and it was pretty cool, man. It shot the living hell out of it. I think it sunk.
Well, I'll look into it a little later. I'll do my YouTube rounds, and I'm sure I'll see it in there. The Fox News.
Yeah, I just seen it a couple minutes ago. I have to be on YouTube and CNN or something. You know, I seen the thumbnail, and I was like, oh, what's this? And, yeah, it's pretty neat, man. It looks pretty cool. And they didn't, ain't like they went pow, pow, pow at it. It was like, you can hear the rounds going off. Hang on a minute, this damn thing's driving me nuts. I'm getting tired of this thing. I'm about to pull the battery out and say the hell with it.
What do you got, like an electric band you got to put on with that thing?
Yeah, thing around my chest. Listen to this one.
Adjust your garment now. The sensors must touch your skin.
I've been doing it. The sensors are touching my skin and everything. The damn thing keeps going off. I've had it with this thing. I'll pull the battery now. They get mad at me, they get mad at me.
Easy killer. Don't get all upset, you know, don't get all crazy. Easy.
It's annoying as hell, man.
Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah, that thing, it don't do that when you're trying to sleep, does it?
Trying to go to sleep last night. Damn thing's doing it. I'm adjusting. It keeps going off. I just pulled the battery out the hell with it.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah, I'm dealing with my insurance. My disability insurance company right now. I'm waiting on a call. I leave a message back and forth. A woman calls me this morning, I don't know, about 8:30. She said, yeah, I got your message, but I can't talk right now. And I'm like, what? I'll get with you later today. I'm like, well, why the hell did you even call?
Yeah, I pulled the battery out, man. I can't take it.
I did watch a couple of Mr. Carlson's Lab, a couple of those videos. This dude is, he's pretty genius-like.
I love his videos, man. He's smart, man. He's probably the smartest one out there on that stuff. And you watch him when he works. He always does things nice and neat. He don't J-hook the parts in or nothing. He, you know, sucks the solder off the tube socket and pulls the part off the socket and puts the new part in just like factory and everything. He says that the one thing you can't stand is jerry-rigged. You know, he'll never, when he's done, man, you can't, half the time, you can't tell if it's factory or if he did it. He's always neat about all his stuff, man. The guy, you can tell he's well-disciplined. Thing is, though, most of his videos are long, like an hour or something, but he goes through every step and shows you, you know. He's there to teach you how to find the problem and then fix it.
Yeah. I'll check out some more of his stuff. They are pretty long, though. Pretty much everything the list I was looking at, anyway.
too long videos. Oh, what you doing out there today? It sure looks nice. You gonna warm up a little bit warmer would be good.
Yeah, I got 71. By 3 o'clock it's supposed to be 79. They're saying that I think this week we're supposed to get back up to the mid to high 80s again.
That'd be good. Good for those growers out there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, Indian summer, I think, or something here. Should be about that time. Who the hell knows? WSOZ 793 IDs. I'll be back in a minute.
Hi, Dad. WSAL 946.
But I can still hear you.
Hey, okay, I won't keep it long. I just want to say, I'm in Cleveland here. Name is Dan. I'm going to make it back up your way. I wonder where you're located. Go ahead.
I'm mobile. I am at the, I think it's Plainfield, near Ann Arbor. I'm not sure which one it is.
Hey, okay, no problem. I'll let you go. Have a safe drive. I just wanted to give you a good shout. You had a great signal into the system. So have a great day. Enjoy the weather for sure. We need some rain down this way, though. Maybe you can send us some. We'll talk again. WSAI 47, I'll be clear.
Where'd you say you were located? I'm sorry.
I'm on the east side of Cleveland, right along the lakeshore, Cleveland area, Bentville. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know where you're at now. Okay, yeah. Wow, that's pretty good. Well, you know, across the lake, things do wonderful things.
Yeah, Roger, the conditions are getting a little bit better. They were out pretty bad when we had a lot of the cold weather come through, but warming up a little bit, so lake's getting up a little skip here. So have a great afternoon. Talk again. WSAI 47 Cleveland.
Yeah, so before you go, I got something I gotta say. We stopped at McDonald's. My wife had to go to the bathroom. You have to buy something in order to go to the bathroom. Can you believe that?
Yeah, a lot of things these days, who knows, they get abused, I guess. That's what causes the personal problems, I understand. Well, hopefully a better day there going on there. You take care of yourself. Have a great drive, WSA 47.
You know, boys, it's been great talking to you. Have a good day, and I hope you get some rain. We're on our way to North Muskegon. Have a good day. We're clear.
WIUG, Blade 8, copy.
Yeah, WRUG 488. How you doing? WSA 47. Go ahead.
Well, you're sounding good. How you doing? I haven't heard you out there at all. I was out there last night and shouted for you. You weren't out there.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I just turned it on here. about 45 minutes ago. And I heard him coming in. He was a little rough, but I could hear him there, Roger.
Yeah, but it was another station north of Michigan. I'd like to know how he got into the 675.
I don't know, I didn't hear that one.
It's 204. Stand by, Randall. The station 204, WIUG 48, copy. He was asking how I got into the repeater. My name is Jack, and I'm WIUG 48 in Rochester. You sound a little bit crackling, but you're sounding good. Your audio is good, Roger.
Yeah, I'm on 23 northbound, just out of Ann Arbor. Coming to 14 east.
In Detroit.
The station is on 23 Road. You are in Ann Arbor, correct? Where are you about in Ann Arbor? Downtown Ann Arbor?
Oh, 23 northbound, coming to 14. 23 and 14.
You're going on a 625 repeater?
I guess whatever repeater this is, I don't know. It's a Detroit repeater.
The repeater is in Detroit. It's 625 repeater. Anyhow, yeah, it sounded a little bit crackling, but you're doing a good job out here. The audio is good. What kind of antenna do you have out there?
I'm using a Motorola, it's just a little stubby 3-inch antenna.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that Motorola 73-inch. It does a good job for you, Motorola, as always. They got the best radio, and also the antenna is good too, Roger.
Yeah, it seems to work for me, okay. I had a Midland on there, the long one with the curlicue in the middle, and I guess it worked all right, but when I got through the car wash, I got to take it off. This one here, I don't have to take off.
Hey, Roger. Well, the GMRS are usually 5/6 or half. Those antennas, they have to be 5/6 or half, one of them two, and they all work good that way. Roger? All right, good talking to you. Take care. WIAG48.
Hey, thank you. Have a good day, and nice talking to you. And we're still 23 northbound, the other side of Ann Arbor. And we're coming up to 96 here pretty soon.
At station 218, is still there?
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, he's making a good trip from the mobile way up that way down to Detroit there, Roger.
He got a good powerful antenna. The Motorola antenna is a good antenna.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, he's coming in good. A little scratchy, but that's, you know, that's understandable.
Yeah, a little scratchy because he's driving. He's not standing up. If he would have standing up, he would have sounded a lot better.
Roger that. I heard a little bit of 600 activity there yesterday there, Roger.
And no, I haven't been that way last night at all. But this morning it was 725. It was open. That Flint repeater was open. And I heard from Greg, he was saying a few people, they were on it.
Copy that. Yeah, sure, Mayville. Yeah, sure, Mayville repeater 235 coming in on 600. A couple, three times yesterday. So the banding was going on, but wasn't totally fully there, Roger.
Yeah, I just stopped the band. That's the band. It's still open. It was a little bit scratchy, but yeah, understandable. That's from all the way from Cleveland.
No, I mean yesterday. I'm talking about yesterday there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. No, he heard me yesterday. He said the band was not that good enough. So he couldn't talk to me last night.
Copy that. Yeah, it's just kind of regular day to day. I got to pick up a lawnmower for my friend and help him there. I'll give you back out in the mobile and give that 2x4 another round. It was coming in, I can hear quite a bit south of here.
Yeah, so are you at home on the harvest?
Yeah, Roger that. No Yagi today. I'm done on harvest.
No, you know what, you sound an excellent sound like you're sitting by me here.
Copy. I'm medium power, 10 watts. So, that's doing just fine.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't go up no more 10 watts at all. I'm on that medium low power, low watts. Medium low, that is exactly like 10 or 12. I don't know exactly, but that sounds like 10 or 12 because medium low, it's less than 20 watts. All right, talk to you later. WIUG 38.
Yeah, Roger that, Jack. Yeah, that's what this Foshan will do. It'll give you a 10 watt medium low and medium high, it'll go 20 watts. And then high, 50 watts. So I got that choice if I want. All right, Jack, talk at you later. If I get out in the mobile, listen for me. WRZX 218, we're standing by.
WCHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WSBT 754 mobile.
WSMZ 793 WSIC 866. I'm about a day, you around? WSMZ 793 WSIC 866. How about it, Dave? No contact with WSMZ 793 WSIC 866. It's clear and listen.
What's all the noise out here?
I think the only noise is me calling you, WSIC 866.
Yeah, you were calling me, I didn't even know. I just turned it on there, okay.
Yeah, I tried calling you 3 days in a row and couldn't find you, so I thought maybe you took a long nap.
No, I've been out here, WSOZ 793, by the way, for ID. I've been out here, today. I was out here for a while this morning, and, yesterday I wasn't on. I think maybe I got out there in the morning and sometime there, and I threw my numbers out, and nobody said nothing. I just shut it back off and left it off, and, the day before yesterday I was out here for a little bit.
Yeah, I gave you a call yesterday morning when I was on my way down to the VA, and I think it was about 9 o'clock, and then I gave you a try again about 11 when I was on my way back home.
Oh, all right. No, I didn't have it on. Either I didn't have it on or I had it turned down. When I'm, excuse me. When I'm watching videos and stuff on YouTube, I have to turn the volume down because, you know, I'm trying to watch a video and this thing going off. But there was nothing out here yesterday. If I remember right, I just turned it off and left it off.
That explains why I couldn't get a hold of you.
Yeah, well, that's my excuse and I'm sticking to it. So how you doing?
Doing well. Spent the day at the zoo. My wife and I took our granddaughter, who's three, to the zoo for the day. Today was Seniors Day.
Oh boy. Bet you that was some fun stuff, wasn't it?
I'll tell you, you know, those seniors, they missed nothing for free. That place was packed.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of getting at. You know, no disrespect to the seniors. I mean, what the hell, free is free, man. It's beautiful. You know, yeah, that's what I was kind of getting at. I bet you it was, that's what I was trying to insinuate. It was probably pretty loaded up there.
Oh, it was. The thing that really gets me is, my granddaughter was three. It cost me $24 for her, but my wife and I were free to get in.
Ain't that something? You and the wife get in for free, but you gotta pay $24 for the kids. You think, you know, well, no, I guess because they just let that happen, then they wouldn't make any money. Or, you know, Yeah, I could get $24 for a 3-year-old, though.
Yeah, that's a bit much. I mean, I could see $10-$12, but not $24 to get a 3-year-old in. And if they only let kids in 2 and under are free. But, you know, there's our tax dollars at work.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt if they were raking it in, man. You know, everybody's probably bringing their grandkids. You know, maybe some seniors, probably 80% of them, maybe more, probably bringing their grandkids there. And yeah, I could see that's a lucrative gig, I guess. How was the zoo? Any good?
Well, in actuality, we saw more animals out today than the last time my wife had went on a free day, I think, which was back in May. So, yeah, all the animals were out and roaming around. There was only a couple we didn't see.
Yeah, Roger, I didn't catch where this was at. Was this at the Detroit Zoo or which one?
Yeah, it was at the Detroit Zoo.
I don't know why in my head I thought the Detroit Zoo wasn't there anymore. I don't know why. You said zoo and everything, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, it can't be Detroit because Detroit ain't there. I don't think Detroit's there anymore. But I guess it still is. You know, maybe I should go then, get in there for free, and one last fling before I finally go for that long sleep there. But I don't know, my brain's getting kind of racked out. I swore in my head, I was thinking, wait a minute, I thought Detroit, they took that down, but I guess not.
Now, I don't think the Belle Isle Zoo is there anymore, but I could be mistaken.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about Belle Isle Zoo. Yeah, maybe that's the one. I haven't been to a zoo since I was a kid, so I have my excuse. You know, besides my brain malfunctioning here. You get up to my age, and you know, and some people get my age, man, the brain just starts malfunctioning. I forget the name of the dogs, my dogs and everything sometimes, and yeah, come on, move, whichever one you are, whatever your name is. And 3-4 seconds later, it'll pop in my head, but, you know, oh well, that's life, I guess.
Yep, that's a fact. I sometimes call the dog my grandkid's name, and I sometimes call the grandkids my dog's name. So, yeah, I think that's just the way it is when you get older.
I had a bad moment one time not too long ago. My niece was here, and I forgot her name. Go figure. She was talking, and I'm thinking in my head, what the hell is her name? And Jesus Christ, I've known her since she was a baby, and, you know, I've known her name all these years until now. It took a second, but then it finally kicked in, thank God. Because it would have been kind of embarrassing to ask her, you know, what's your name again?
Yeah, I'll go along with that one. A friend of mine's aunt, who is in her 90s, told me once that, you know, getting old isn't for sissies.
Yeah, well, there's kind of a little bit of truth to that. Quite a bit of truth. Depends on how you take it. You know, me, I succumb to the fact that I'm getting old and the hell with it. I quit worrying or, you know, if I forget something, You know, it's probably going to get worse as time goes on. Who the hell knows? How's the granddaughter like the zoo?
Oh, she loved it. She loved it so much that she fell asleep on the way home. And, you know, that's only, you know, a 10 or 15 minute ride to get from the Detroit Zoo to over where we live. And she fell asleep. I think she was tucked it out. She walked most of the way, and we walked 6 miles today.
Yeah, you're over in Warren, ain't you?
Yep, over by Martin and Ryan.
Yeah, that's what it's going to take. Yeah, that's the thing, too, about being old, too. You take the little kids with you somewhere. You know, they're so full of energy. Let's go, let's go, let's walk, let's walk. You're like, God, we just walked 2 miles. I'm about ready to... You know, why don't we sit down for a minute and, you know, no, let's go, let's go, let's go. They'll, you want to get some good exercise and take your kid with you.
Well, they say that grandkids can keep you young, all that going. It doesn't bother me to walk that far. My feet might get a little tired getting around that 6 mile mark, but, I think for the last probably 20 or so years, I used to walk 5 miles every morning, and it's just been the last couple of years that I stopped walking.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, well, if she fell asleep between the zoo and Warren, you know she had a good time. That's when they fall asleep on the way home. That means they're tuckered out. That means they had a good time. Going that's usually the sign. They had a good time there. So that's good, man. That's good, man. He took her to see the animals, and I'm sure she's happy about that. So yeah, it's all right, man. Does it still look the same, or did they? Well, you wouldn't know what it looked like when I used to go there. So maybe. You know, I just wonder if they did any improvements or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. The zoo doesn't look the same today as it did even 6 months ago or a year ago or 5 years ago. They've updated it all, and a lot of the habitats have been changed. And so, yeah, There's a lot that has changed there. So, like I said, that's our tax dollars at work, because, you know, they get a subsidy from our taxpayers to keep that thing updated, and, you know, we get a discount, but, you know, not that big a discount.
And you figure not too many, just about everybody that comes to the zoo as a kid with them, mostly, that's what I meant by, you know, 80%, 90%, they have the kids with them, granddaughters or what have you. Yeah, $24 a kid, huh? That adds up.
Yeah, I think, you know, a family of four, I think it would easily, just to get in, cost you over $120.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, you come in there with three kids, three grandkids, four grandkids. That's $100 right there. If you're a senior, you get in for nothing. But you show up with four grandkids. Wow, imagine you show up with like five or six grandkids. Woo, doggy.
Yeah, that would definitely put a ding in your wallet. WSIC 866 ID.
WSIC 793 ID. Yeah, that's a hell of a racket there, but no. That's how it works. That's how they get their money. Their money goes for. I would say the money probably goes for good, you know, upkeep and beautification or what have you. Somebody's got to pay for that. They got to pay for that somehow. You know, so I guess that's how they, that's how they work it. So, you know, it's all right. All right, man, let me get on the side here. I got to go grab something out of the kitchen and do a few things here. And I don't know, try to work on my memory or something. But, well, it's good talking to you, I'll tell you that. Good you had a good time over there at the zoo. Grandkid had a good time, and you got some exercise in. <You know. laughs> But anyway, I'll catch you in a little bit, my friend. You're sounding good through the repeater. You sound really good, nice and clean. So catch you in a little bit. Have yourself a good day, my friend. WSRZ 793, clear after yours.
Okay, well, we'll catch you later on. WSIC 866, we're clear and on the side.
This is WSCR 202, testing new Nagoya 64 antenna.
WRZN 493, reading it loud and clear, 5 out of 5.
Thank you there, 493. I made a mistake there. This is Motorola, or Midland. I'm sorry. Boy, I'm all mixed up because I've been testing a few different antennas. Tried the Nagoya small quarter wave. I'm on a mobile right now. Mag mount, and said this is a Midland. I believe it's a XMTA or something, 26 or something like that. It's the mobile version, 5/8 wave antenna. So I appreciate that. I'm sitting over here 12 mile west of I-75 as they did in the mobile. You're sounding really good over here, 5 over 5.
I'm southbound right now on 75. I have a Midland as well. I don't remember exactly what model, but likewise with the mag mount. Yeah, no, it's I'm absolutely loving this antenna. No regrets there.
Copied all that loud and clear there. Yeah, I said I have a different antenna off to the side on a lift mount on my door, but it's for it's 2 meter 440 antenna. So I just kind of got into the GMRS a little while back, and I bought this BTAC 50Z2. Still playing around with that, figuring things out, and like I said, I just decided to go with this mag mount to get a good ground plane right in the middle of my roof on my Jeep. So, yeah, first time using this, I just thought I'd throw it out there and see if it's working. I appreciate the comeback.
Yeah, not a problem. Actually, was able to look up my model. I'm kind of with you there on the BTAC brand. I got the UV50X3, I believe, the tri-band, I think it's Super Heterodyne. Got basically the ability to monitor, two different channels at the same time, but the Midland, it's the mag mount with the MXT A26.
Copy all that. I think it's the same thing. The A26 sounds familiar and stuff. I got it. It's on a NMO mount, with the mag mount, so I figured I'd put it right in the center of my roof here, get a good ground plane on it, good ground. And I was hearing somebody else out there. They were quite a ways out. I meant to jump in, but I was busy talking to somebody. But, yeah, over at 75, you're sounding real good over here towards Royal Oak.
Definitely glad to hear it. I can attest to also the durability of this antenna. I've got it basically mag-mounted on top of a transit van, so, I mean, I'm probably just under 14 foot to, to the tip, and hit a tree once, and it, ripped it off the side going about 50, so that drug on the ground for a little while, but no, it's still kicking.
For sure it is. Yeah, you got that thing up there a bit. I got a Grand Cherokee here. Up a little bit, but not like that van, that trans van. But it seems to be doing the job. I said, whatever you're doing there, yours is working really good. Appreciate the comeback.
Excellent. I appreciate it. Thanks for the chit-chat. WRZN 493, clear and monitoring.
All right, 493. Yeah, I'll look forward to talking to you again. I'm heading back to the house there and just kind of scanning the bands here, doing some checking. So safe travels up there. I'll chit-chat to you again. This is WSCR 200, and I'm quiet.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
Good afternoon, 566. This is WRZN 493.
Good afternoon, 493. How you doing?
Not too bad. Actually, just pulled into the lead of my destination, but wanted to reach out and make sure that you didn't feel alone.
Yeah, copy that. It's been awful quiet out here.
Well, I just got to run into the store really quick, so if you want to have a little chit-chat, I'll probably be back out in about 5 minutes.
Copy that. I'll be standing by.
WSFT 902, 973, you got it on. It's 5 o'clock funny. WSFT 902. 973. For days. You got it on? Oh, yeah, 15902. Listening.
WRZX 218. WIUG 48, copy. WRZX 218. WIUG 48, copy.
WRZN 493, monitoring.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
How are you doing there, 772? Sorry, my radio cut out for a second there. I didn't get the last half of it after your ID there.
Feeling better now that I'm leaving work and I'm stuck in rush hour. It's WSGG 772. My name's Paul.
Well, how's Paul today?
Hey, Jack, I'm doing better now that I'm leaving work. I've worked on OT this week.
That's good. This probably has been a long day. WIUG 48.
Yeah, we're doing tens this week because of the holiday, Labor Day. There's some catching up we got to do.
Yeah, that sounds like a double work, right?
Yeah, it's real easy. I just sit on my butt and watch the glass go by.
Well, that's good. Well, good to hear you out there. Take care. We'll talk again. Where are you? Almost home?
I'm about 15 minutes away. I'm at DeQuinda in 24 Mile.
Well, you're not too far from the house anyhow.
I just ordered from the Auburn Country Oven there on Auburn Road in DeQuinder. Just picking up dinner. Don't have time to cook when I'm on OT. Too tired to be cooking in the kitchen after a long day.
I don't believe him. I've been running around all day. I don't have time for that either. So where did you go? I mean, there's two shopping centers there.
Went to Auburn Country Oven there on Auburn Road in DeQuinder. It's right next to Ace Hardware.
Oh, I see that restaurant. Yeah, okay. All right, that's a good restaurant. I haven't been there. I wanted to go there, but sometimes I said, you know what, I'll find somebody come with me there.
Yeah, you and I could do that sometime. Go up there like on a weekday, on a weekend, for a breakfast, lunch, or whatever. Yeah, they got good food there. I've been going there for years.
And I was gonna try it, you know what I mean, but didn't get a chance at all.
My favorite is the gyro. Their gyro sandwiches are awesome. But all their food's really good. Their veal parmesan is really good, too.
Yeah, that gyro is a good sandwich. I like that. You know, there's another place, I don't know if you know that or not. It's got gyro, too, over here by me.
I have to check that out because I love gyro sandwiches. I've never heard of the place.
Over here in Auburn, you know what, that ice cream place in Auburn?
Yeah, I know where that's at.
Across the street from it. They just opened up not too long ago, about 3 months, 4 months.
I copy that. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, I like that. I went down there, you know what I mean? They, you know, they have a different, they have a lot of variety of everything. I ordered some stuff from there before, and it was so good, you know what I mean? But, you know, he can order it, he can sit outside and eat, because they got chairs outside.
Yeah, copy that. That sounds good. Believe it or not, who else has really good gyros? They do it a little bit different than the usual, but it tastes really good, is Arby's.
Yeah, but you know what? Arby's, they're not experienced on the gyros. They just took it over. That's what they did. But they're not experienced. But these guys are here.
Yeah, it's not like the original classic gyro. It's a little bit different, but what they use, the spices and sauces on it, makes it really good. But, yeah, I like the old tradition original gyro sandwich.
You know, I used to go on 23, and I believe, hey, there used to be a gyro right there. It was so delicious, but they sold out to somebody else. So I quit going there.
Yeah, that's what usually happens at Auburn Country Oven. It changed owners, and the gyros were huge. I mean, they packed it with a lot of meat. But now it's got new owners. The gyros are still good. They just don't pack it like they used to.
Yeah, I used to go there. I used to eat the gyros and take some of that meat home because there was too much meat to eat.
Yeah, I got you there. They gave you like a pound of meat on that sucker, probably a pound and a half.
Yeah, it's a good price. All right, drive safe. I'll talk to you a little bit later, and good talking to you anyhow. Take care. WIUG for Elite.
It's always a pleasure chatting with you, Jack. I'm in my final, so this is WSGG772. I'm clearing out.
WRCZ445. Anybody out there, can you give me a quick radio check, please?
WRZN 493, coming in loud and clear, 5 out of 5.
Here, Rochester Hills.
I definitely appreciate that coming back. Just a car, so I just want to make sure it was working. Definitely appreciate that. WRCZ 445 is clear.
And no problem anytime. WIH.
Node 7-1. 0 connected to node 700.
This is WSAH 305, and I was looking to see if WSJZ830 is out there. Okay, it looks like WSJZ830 is not out there, so this is WSIH305, and I'm clear.
WSIH305, WSBM993, copy.
Hey there, 933, how you doing?
Hey, Lori, I heard you in there. Just wanted to jump in and say hello. It's Chad over here, WSBM 993. Just figured I'd jump in there and say hello to you real quick. Copy.
Hey, Chad. I'm glad you said hi. I was at the shelter today walking some dogs. How was your day?
Pretty busy. Just a long day. Stressful day, but it's going okay.
What's been going on with you that's stressing you out? You need to pet a dog.
I got four of them over here myself. It keeps me busy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you had four dogs at home.
Yeah, copy that. You still at the shelter? Or are you all done now?
I just got home a little bit ago, and there's an old man dog at the shelter, and he is on hospice. So he is. I brought him home, and he's going to be staying here over the weekend, so he can have like a nice couple days before he has to go over that rainbow bridge.
Copy that one. I hear you. Well, that was very nice of you to do that, most definitely. I bet he appreciates that for sure. But anyways, I heard you in there. Just wanted to shout out and say hello to you. I'll let you get back to your business there. It was good talking with you, and we'll talk again. This will be WSBM 993. I'll be clear and monitoring after yours, Lori.
Okay, it was nice talking to you, Chad, and this is WSIH 817, and I will be clear and monitoring. I mean WSIH 305.
WSOZ 793, monitoring.
793, WIZD 544, good evening, Dave.
Get in and right back to you, Bob. Well, we must be hooked up. How you doing, sir?
Any better, it'd definitely be illegal, brother. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. A few little aches and pains aside, nothing to complain about. Doing all right, feel all right. Nice day out. Was out there for a little bit. Everything's going all right there, sir.
Roger that. Same here, living a dream. The better half is here, so it's all good. Currently, we're looking at 74 degrees and plenty of sunshine. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I got 78 and sunshine over here. Sun's really out there. No wonder it felt nice outside. When I first went out there, it was 72 or something. And then a little while I looked and it was 72, and then a little while later I went outside. I thought, oh, it feels nice out here for 72. Well, I didn't know it went up to 78. I guess sometime this week, I think this week, man, it's supposed to go back up into the 80s and stuff there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Looks like we got an Indian Spring coming on. I copied the same thing this morning there on the old weather app. So, again, all good. Good to hear you in here, my friend. And hope you and yours are well. And good to have you back.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I sure am glad to hear you in there. It gets kind of lonely over here when they cut off the doggone repeaters up there. It gets kind of quiet and lonely around here. A few locals, but, you know, that's cool that they linked us up again, though. But anyway, Bob, good hearing you, man. You sound great. Sounding good through the repeater, and glad you're doing all right, you and your family, and always good talking to you. And you take care, and you have yourself a good rest of the day. Good evening, in fact, while you can there. And I'll speak on you a little later. WSOZ 793, clear after yours.
Roger that there, Dave, 793. We had a bunch of induction coming in here, around 11 this morning from all over. But yeah, good to be linked up. Good to hear you back in the net. And as you know, always a pleasure to have you in my home, Dave. You and yours be safe. Best to you as well. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring.
Roger that, 73.
WRZN 493, just got to say, I love hearing how cordial and compassionate you guys are. It's really nice to hear some of the good in the world with all the bad that we're hearing.
Station 544,
that's the beautiful thing about the BMRS. Everybody's cordial and, well, 99%. You know, and it's great. I really like it. I really enjoy it. You know, can have a conversation, and you know, everything's nice and smooth there, Roger.
Look at that.
Yeah, Roger. Just jump in anytime you feel free. Anyway, I'll catch you in a little bit. Get back to what I'm doing here. But you have yourself a good evening. Sound good, too. You sound really good for the repeater. So, anyway, have yourself a good evening, my friend. WSOZ 793, I'm clear.
Sounds good. Great evening to you guys as well. WRZN 493, clear and monitoring.
Yeah.
Station 544, to all. Station 544, WIUG 3D, copy.
WIEG 488, WRZV 544. Good afternoon, Jack.
Well, good afternoon, Bob. I just want to see how you're doing out there, Roger.
Right. I had a couple appointments this morning at the VA, so that went well. And got quite a bit of accomplishments around here getting ready for old man winter. How about yourself, Jack?
Well, same thing here, Bob. We're getting ready for that old man winter. You're right about that. We have to take care of that. And I'm doing a little bit here and there, you know, between clean up this and do this outside, a lot of work outside, you know, for the summer with a lot of, you know, leaves coming down. I don't know why the leaves coming down, you know, and that's why. All right, Bob, good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Thank you, Jack. You and yours be safe. Always good to have you in my home, my receive. And like I said, the better half worked in the garden most of the afternoon, cleaning it out of the weeds and such, getting ready to cover it up for the winter. So again, all systems go here at Redbird LZ, my brother from another mother. WRCG 544, clear, monitoring the frequency.
WSJK 393, monitoring.
WRZP 544, WSID 448, Kurt, you on the frequency? Negative contact, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, clear, monitoring the frequency.
Station 544, WIUG
488,
copy.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544, copy, chat. Go ahead with your traffic.
I guess you want me, or I don't know. I heard 448 or 488.
Oh, good. Checking in on Kurt there in Grover Township, Roger.
No problem. All right, Bob. Good talking to you. WIUG 48.
WRZP 544. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Let's start a net and let's pick a topic this evening. Over.
WSAL 946, Detroit.
Pick it. I will. Let's talk about standing wave ratios. How's that? Over.
I don't know a whole lot, but I'm up for that. What I do understand is power in, power out, you know, your twice loss, gains. That I understand, but after that, I don't know about tuning too much.
Roger that. We used to do this years ago in the early evenings and late into the night, have the roundabout topic. Reflective power back in your radio is not a good thing, and that all depends, of course. All our radios are only good as our antenna, coax, and grounding system, so SWRs are important to keep ahead of, and of course, I run lightning arresters. So that'll be another topic we can touch on another time, Roger.
Hey, Roger that. Well, I'm still operating on an indoor antenna right now, Bob. Ralph is the 796 Ralph. He's my personal. But I'm hitting the repeater well. You're sounding great.
Roger that. I just brought the KG-1000+ and put the tram dual band up on the roof for the winter time this year. I've been threatening to do it for a while. And had an issue there with the coax and link. Not a bunch of learning when it comes to coax links and grounding lightning arresters. So, yeah, you as well. No popcorn, no noise. You're crystal clear up here as well.
Well, I'm thinking about putting a little, just a little quarter wave on the roof here at the house, and I'm seeing that the good coax is, geez, a couple dollars a foot or more, so, but, you know, I guess you buy once, try once is what I've seen on videos.
Roger that, and we'll open the net this evening. Anyone would like to ring in, we'll pause between our transmissions. Yeah, I run LMR-400 on everything, my 10, 11, and all my hand bands here up on the tower and down to the serial 4-element Yagi. I believe good coax, good connectors make all the difference. Because, you know, it's not the radio, it's the antenna that does all the work, Roger. In my opinion.
Well, from what I'm finding out, you're absolutely right. Anyway, yeah, let's open it up. Anybody out there, let's talk. Hey, Bob, I can't believe Detroit Receiver. I'm the only one on here right now. It's the big city of Detroit. Well, it's kind of nice, but you know what I'm saying. I can't believe there are more people.
Concur. This time of night, it's early. We're still traveling. Let's see what it's 6:45 here. So, no. SWRs, coax, you can have the best radio and you don't have the good ground and a good antenna. It makes all the difference in the world there. But, I'm going to say, what, 4 or 5 years ago, there was a gentleman on here, his name was Don. He was extra class ham operator, and boy, was he full of knowledge, and I learned quite a bit from him. And that's what the net should be about, you know. We help one another out, and we figure it out together there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that, Bob. Copy that. You know, I'm wondering about how you, routing of your coax. You know, you need to stand it off of, anything metal off the pole, or can I go right down the center, or do I need to tape it on the outside? That's confusing to me.
I'm an old retired aviation navigation and communication specialist there in the Army. There's nothing wrong with the straight shot inside. Now, I run a tower. I've got a 48-foot tower here at the old LZ here, landing zone here. However, I do put a rain loop in my coax, and then I seal everything up with elephant snot to make sure everything's sealed up tight. But typically, a straight shot works for me. Over.
Yeah, copy that. So you can just tie it right down to the tower, the beam, the tower metal.
Roger that. Antenna on top of the tower. I run 4 different antennas here, like I said, but off the tower. I run it down the center of the tower off the antenna, put a rain loop in it, and of course, shorter distance into the SWR meter amplifier works best. But I do, however, I'm kind of partial to running a rain loop there shortly after the antenna, Roger.
Well, I think it does 2 things. Well, rain, of course. I get that drip loop going. Plus, it's like a ball and I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly. It's cut back a little static, I think.
Roger that. You know, near there's many theories on antennas and coax, you know. You find out what works best for you and what works best for your station there. And that's a beautiful thing about the GMRS community here. All of us working to get our ticket punch to share these open forums and learn from one another there. And Jack, as you know, is a wealth of knowledge. Roger.
Roger that. I learn a little bit every day. You know, the etiquette of it all and what not to do. Time. Like you said, give it a little more time between your key. I'll let somebody else in there. So, yeah, I learn every day.
Do that. I concur. Being an MI-8 network, people are traveling. People want to communicate, and they may need to break in with emergency traffic or whatever. So, yeah, proper etiquette. And I've always considered GMRS. All of us are a league of extraordinary gentlemen trying to achieve the best transmission and clarity, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I think getting into ham is going to cost a few more dollars, you know. So GRMS, get in, learn a lot, at least I am, and maybe I'll get studying here and move up in the world, I suppose.
Roger that. I'm a six-time flunky myself. Retired military, 100% disabled veteran. I mean, lost more than what I knew, but I keep banging away, and I'm looking into Handy Ham. That's a ham program for us folks that, let's just say we don't have our shizer together there. So, yeah, it's a step above, but again, a league of extraordinary gentlemen where we can share ideas and knowledge, and again, we'll open the net here, and we'll take a break. Oh, and my better half says don't forget the women out there, and I concur there. So we'll open the net, and we'll keep ear out this evening and see if anybody else has got a topic they'd like to ring into. So the best to you and yours, WRZP 544.
Thank you, Bob. Great talking to you. WSAL 946. Hope everything stays great for you, my friend. I'm going to go clear after, you just went clear. I'm going to go clear, WSAL 946.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
WSBM 993, WRZP 544. Let me guess, you're mobile. Yanking your chain. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, Sheboygan Bob. How's it going tonight?
Good, sir. It's a beautiful day out there. We're still sitting on 71, and light winds out of the northeast at 2.4 miles there, and plenty of sunshine. So all systems go. How about yourself and your family?
Yes, sir. Roger that. Yep, things are going well over this way. Nice, beautiful day. Love the weather. It can keep coming for all I care. It can definitely stay this way even for this throughout the winter for all I care, but we know that ain't going to happen. But doing all right, though, man. I appreciate you shouting out. Traveling on the road. Going to go visit my mom for a little bit. But other than that, all is well here as well. Hope all is going well your way also. We'll definitely do it again, as you always say. And you take care for now. It's your boy, Gun Bob, WSBM 993 on the mobile. We'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
WSBN 993, WRCP 544. Yes, sir. You say hello to your mom. Travel safe as always. And, yeah, it's a pleasure to have you in my home, my receipt. Keep doing what you're doing, my friend, and we will do it again. Clear and monitoring the frequency.
WSGR 387, just checking in, just leaving Pelston.
daughter had a volleyball game. Thought I'd jump on here and say hi.
Jump on here anytime. Well, good afternoon. Where's the volleyball game going on? WRCP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, back to you, sir.
I'm just leaving Pelston. Headed to 75, head back to Gaylord. I catch you guys, I work in Gaylord. Catch you guys most days down that way, so.
Good deal. I'm 5 miles from the repeater's profiles. I'm out here in Afton, so good deal. I actually reached the Sheboygan repeater on the MI network down there from Gaylord, so good to hear you on the net, and we'll say good evening to you, and you travel safe. Roger.
Yep, copy that. Touch back in with you guys, WSGR 370. WSEU 202, good evening to all.
WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Good evening to you, sir. Over.
Good evening to you, Bob. I was going to say something to you earlier, but you and Jack started talking, so I just shut my radio down and was listening. How are you doing today? I hope everything's all righty your way.
You better be illegal. Living the dream on this end. A beautiful day here. It's still 70 degrees, and we still got plenty of sunshine. And the better half worked in the garden here, getting it ready for the winter to cover up. So all good here at the Redbird LZ, what we call it, the Redbird Landing Zone. How about yourself, over?
Oh, man, big yawn. Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was cool down here this morning, and it warmed up, and it got cool again, and it got warmed up. I don't know what it wants to do. You know, here in Michigan, that's how it is, right? And, yeah, we're getting ready to pack it in for the winter, that's for sure.
Oh, follow you there. And as you said, it's Michigan. Wait 5 minutes, and let's see what she'll do. But, yeah. It won't be long. The almanac says we got another week and a half of good weather, mid-70s, high-70s, so we'll take what she gives us, and we'll go from there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger on that. Let's just hope you guys don't get that big old ice storm up there again this year, eh?
Oh, boy, I tell you what there, brother. I sweated it all summer because I live out here in the country here in Afton, Michigan, about, what, 8 miles east of Indian River. And there's quite a bit of, as you well can imagine, timber down. And we were worried about all the, forgive the terminology, fudgies and their fire pits because the fire danger has definitely been elevated here. So, yeah, let's hope we don't go through that again for sure. Over.
Yeah, like I said, my sister lives 12 miles as a crow flies north of you. Yeah, right there at on Mullet Lake. So yeah, she had it hard too. So yeah, we don't want to see that again. That's for sure, man. That's bad news.
After that, well, if you ever get up this way, give me a holler and we'll lay an eyeball and a handshake on you and say hello. Yeah, it was terrible. It was an apocalypse, and we're recovering. Not much damage here. What, 6 days? No power. We had a Jenny, and we had water and food, so we were good. And I only lost 2 trees here on the property, so let's hope we have a better winter this year. Roger.
Yep, Roger that, Bob, that's for sure. Yep, we'll see if we can have a mild winter down here, that's for sure. And WSU 202, and I'm going to say goodbye on your final, man. I had a hard day at work, man. I'm trying to sit here. I just thought I'd jump in there and say hello to you after you and Jack got done.
Oh, do you jump in any time here? Enjoy your time down from work. Working hearts. It's always good to get home and enjoy your evening. Always a pleasure to have you in my home, my receipt. WRZP 544 clear.
Bob, WSCU 202 and we're clear also.
I was looking to talk to WSFZ 793. Dave, are you out there? Okay, I'm guessing Dave isn't out there, so this is WSIH 305. I'll be clear and monitoring.
305, WRZP 544. We spoke the other day here. It's Bob in Sheboygan County. Good to hear you on the net there, young'un.
Stand by, Bob. She's struggling at the moment. She's actually on the phone. This is WSID 817. Please stand by.
Standing down.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, that's right. I do remember you. Mike was just telling me about how you still carry handkerchiefs, and I think that is awesome.
WRZP P544. I appreciate it. Don't let me interrupt your phone call there, but yeah, it's good to hear you and your dad out there, and wanted to wave a hand to you this evening, and it's great to hear you on the network there. Back to you, over.
Well, I'm talking to my son on the phone right now. He actually just got his call sign today, so he'll probably be getting on talking soon. His call sign is WSJZ830.
That, I'll copy that in my logbook and keep an ear up. So hopefully you had a good day. And by the way, where is it you're transmitting from, over?
I'm transmitting from Saginaw, Michigan. My friend Mike, he's WSID817, and he's also in Saginaw as well. He's actually sitting next to me right now, just chilling in the backyard. I hope you had a good day, too.
Familiar with 817. Yeah, I'm up here at the tip of the Mitt in Sheboygan County. We're currently at 66 degrees, partly cloudy, and it was a beautiful day. So, again, good to hear you in the network. You and your family have a good evening, and keep doing what you're doing there. It is a pleasure. I always have you in my home and my receive, Roger.
It's nice talking to you, too. This is WSIH305, and I'll be clear monitoring.
That. My better half waved the hand to you and yours, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear monitoring the frequency.
This is WSG-896, calling for a radio check.
Yeah, 896, this is WSID-817. You're coming in crystal clear, full quieting, absolutely perfect signal.
All right, well, thank you. That's good to hear. I'm over here in Ann Arbor. But I got a 50-watt unit that I haven't hooked up in a while, and I got it back hooked up with the power supply and everything, and I'm actually running it through a 2-meter antenna. A 70-centimeter antenna, not a GMRS antenna. But good. I'm glad to hear it's working. So, all right. Thank you for the reading set.
You are very welcome, sir, and yes, that's a perfectly acceptable setup. I'm a ham operator as well, so all of my radios do dual band, and they all do GMRS. So, and I run them on a 70-centimeter antenna too, so very good. Take care, and we will hear from you again. This is WSID 817. I'm clear, and I'm monitoring.
All right, good. Thanks again. This is WSGQ896. I'll be clear.
WRZP 544, WSID 793. Dave, you're on the frequency. WSID 793, WRZP 544, over. Negative contact, WRZP 544, clear monitor.
WRFX 966.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
Hey, Shermanator, they're waiting on you to find me, and your wife's got nice tits.
WSIH 305, and I was looking to see if WSJZ 830 is out there listening. Okay, so I wasn't able to talk to 830. This is WSIH 305, clear and monitoring.
This is WSAB 841 monitoring.
Good evening, I believe you said 841 WSBM 993.
Hey there, 993, how's your evening treating you?
Roger that, going okay, I guess. Not too bad. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Just taking a break from watching some X-Files and, you know, just kind of hanging out, seeing what's going on out there.
Copy that one. Whereabouts are you located at?
I'm in Highland, which is western Oakland County.
Roger that. The voice sounds familiar. I think we may have talked maybe once or twice before. Name is Chad on this end, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta. Call sign is Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993. You must be on the Detroit or the Mount Clemens repeater.
Roger, Chad. I'm on the. I'm about 40 miles out from the Detroit repeater, but that's the one I'm connected to. And my personal is Jason, and my call sign is WSJB841.
Roger that, Jason. I think we may have talked once or twice. Voice sounds familiar, for sure. Yeah, man, sounding really good. I'm located down here in Saginaw on the Saginaw repeater. You're definitely sounding really good out this way tonight. You have yourself a good evening. Heard you in there. Just wanted to reach out to you. And you have yourself a great evening. Enjoy your X-Files or your movie there, whatever you're watching. And maybe we'll talk again sometime. You have a good evening for the rest of your evening. WSBM 993 will be clear and monitored after your final.
Copy that, 993. I appreciate that. And yeah, we've talked before, I think, briefly, and I'm sure we'll talk again. It's always a pleasure. This is WSJB 841, clear and monitoring.
Node 710 disconnected. Node 700 connected to node 701.